This is Kamiko Ware interviewing Mr. DeArthur Aaron at 1814 Rudolph on March 24th, 1996. The subject of this interview is focusing on the early 20s to the 60s.
Yes.
Okay. When and where were you born?
Huh?
When and where were you born?
Oh, I was born in Lowndes County. 1919.
Yeah. What are your parents?
I'm your granddaddy, James.
Yeah.
He was born in the year before I did. But anyhow, I'm not quite a year old. He's not quite a year older than I am. James, y'all know your granddaddy gave it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, me and your granddaddy was good friends. Yeah, we were real good friends.
Yeah, I remember him.
His wife, I was friends with his wife in him. So a lot of things. This is like he ought to be here now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a bunch of children too.
Oh. 14.
Huh?
About 14.
Yeah, about 14.
About 14.
I got
about 50. A large family.
I got 14
litters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are your parents' names?
Oh, my mother was named, before she got married, Laura Jump. Daddy's name, Leanna Abrams. I went in my daddy's name. I was in Lowndes County.
Hey, y'all, but when y'all want to speak this room again.
Lowndes County.
What is your spouse name?
Hmm?
What is your spouse name?
They call me Red Cap. Red. Some of them call me Red Cap.
Red Cap.
Yeah, we talking about spouse name.
I'm talking about your, what's your wife's name?
Oh, Lily Mae. She was a mushy. But she was named Aaron after we got married.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have my wife pick up there, but I don't see it. Y'all never did know her, though. It all wasn't wrong. Well, you ain't 20 years old, living in there about 20. Already been 26 years. It's 28 of December. It'd be 27 years. Nisha was a baby, was 4 years old. You know Nisha, don't you? She was 4 years old.
You had, how far did you get in school?
Fifth grade. Back in then, folks didn't really care much. A lot of black folks didn't care much about going to school much.
Yeah,
only in Maryland, I was waiting. We didn't go to school sometimes for 6 months. Yeah. And then if you didn't go again, then sometimes they kept me out of school waiting a lot of times. When I go back to school, I wouldn't hardly know where to start trying to get some lessons. That's hard on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard on them when you do that. One while I was learning good, to read pretty good, and then I could tell what I read about and everything. I haven't forgot that.
What or how many jobs did you have?
Me? Mm-hmm. One. I went down to find it. Sometimes I went to other jobs too, to get the extra.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I work the union founder down here. Work at your land to find where your granddaddy is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I make 2 ships. We call out some money. That wasn't on my head when we were making it. That's right. There wasn't no money to do. But I remember when I first started at Adams Fine, I'm making $42 a week. Ooh, and you can take that little money and get somewhere with it. You can have to take care of my family. Didn't have to buy nothing like the groceries I had to buy now. If I made $600, like we're making now, what I've done, around about $600. Now, why are you saying that, though? I don't want you to be put in. And if we're making the money now, it'd be much different. We can live good. Back in then, it was like, we call that big time. I thought I was out there 42, paying a little bit, brownie and better. Sometimes give you $220 bill and $2 bill. $2 bill. That was just free. Oh, paid off the money.
$2 bill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to have them
no more.
I know.
Say what?
I don't
know how
to have them
$2 bill. No, I don't have none. Mm-hmm. Some folks got them to keep them themselves. But I ain't got none. Okay. I know some folks, some of them got them $2 bill. What you want?
All right. During the 20s, what was going on?
Too much 20 years?
Yeah.
1920. Let me see. I don't know. What I was doing, I was fun up there. Well, mm-hmm. I come in 1949.
Okay. Well, we go right there.
Huh?
We can go right there. 1949.
1949, I started working up here, the pipe shop. Before then, I worked at the oil mill and on the farm, too. I used to farm. I like to farm. I farmed something. I've been here. I made 4 bales of cotton 1 year. Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, plant the sweet potatoes, ooh, the garden and things like that. I used to raise them. I ain't able to do it now. I know how it needs to be done, but I ain't able to do it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I come in 1949. I started the pipe shop. First work I done right down there, you know what cold water is? That first bridge. That's some of the first work I done. I hope pulled that breeze. First year I come in. And I passed through cold water, I always talk about that breeze. We stayed on that breeze a long time. We had to cut poles and nail them farm to the pole, let it go down in the ground so deep down there. Pour that cement with Georgia butter.
Mm-hmm. Were you making as much as if you was in Foundry?
I wasn't at the Foundry too.
Was you making as much as
No, I wasn't making quite as much as making clothesline. Mm-hmm. I made that's doing pretty good. I had some old children I had been mad once before. Mm-hmm. And that helped me to send them, I could send them something. I always worked to go out and be in the shape where I could help with my other kids. So. Mm. Because he soon got grown off and, got grown. I got 3 children by my first wife in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Not Detroit, Chicago.
What was her name?
I got 5. Lyle May, and Eddie May, and Pearl, Beyonce Jr., and Vera. That's last. All I'm going, I think Vera called me in about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Sure did. That's much of
much of.
Yeah. I have something to be thankful. I have put a smart set of telling. That means something too. Mm-hmm. They're pretty smart. Some of them smart in school. Mom said it took whole stick for a half. She took up that, she done pretty good. That's the older one. And of course, she down in the country. That's about my first wife, third oldest child. She done pretty good. She got her own home to pay for. She got a nice home, a great home. I look for this week. She said she'd get there this week.
She wait for did you have to work in a cotton or tobacco field?
I worked at the mine. Mm-hmm. I worked 42 years ago. I wasn't at Burma too. Mm-hmm. I kept the neck there. I said, I'm fine. Yeah. I always look about getting, you know, something else to do.
Johnny went out there?
Yeah, he went out there. I worked at Burma. I got a son along there. Lee Bennett, y'all didn't know him. He's going in here. He's 44 years in here. 28 old. He's 44 years old. And he's
going.
Hello, you and me, and I like this. And he's going on that time, Lee Bennett. All them told me how I had one of my daughter older than me then. Before July, she'd be 47. Me and James got some children along together. Yeah. I think Dean, James, baby girl.
Bay or
the baby, James got some baby girl about his wife.
Okay.
I forget her name.
I know what the name is. She
that's your auntie.
Yeah, she a West Valley.
The North, Michigan.
No,
Colorado. Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you talking about that?
That's
not Maryland.
That's
Bay.
Is she the
young
one?
Oh, it's Bay. Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's either Barbara Ann.
Probably Angela.
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 She's in Texas.
She's a baby girl.
I think she is.
Isn't that right? Probably. One thing along with y'all. And y'all talking about a Johnny May and Othello. Along together. You know Johnny May, don't
you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got my old dog about my wife, him. Othello. I saw that little picture up top there on this far side over there. Got that cap on. Got my oldest dog. She was here. Week ago. Yeah, she was here. I ain't jarred him. She was here when Vaughn's in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I ain't jarred him. It's four of them good. With Nisi, y'all know Nisi. Nisi, baby. Yeah.
Were you ever in the service?
Hmm?
Were you ever in the service?
I never been in the service. I registered, but I didn't pay it. I didn't have enough education. At the time, they want more folks with more education. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't blame them, ain't that right? I didn't have enough education. When you go in the service, you're supposed to have enough education to help take care of you. You don't have to get nobody to write letters and do this for you to do it yourself. to the best of having education. I would make me cover hard trying to get these children to see to go to school. So you don't get it, you just left out there.